Hello, everyone, and welcome to Minor League Monthly here on YesNetwork.com. I'm your host, Lou DiPietro. Last month, we spotlighted the Class A Charleston River Dogs, who hit the halfway point of their 2014 season under 500, but still sent four players to the South Atlantic League All-Star Game. That total includes two of the men we profiled in May, first baseman Mike Ford and pitcher Caleb Smith, as well as outfielder Aaron Judge and pitcher Brady Lale. As we hit the midpoint of our podcast season, the 2014 MLB draft is right in our rearview mirror, and six of the seven River Dogs we chatted with last month have just finished their first year in the system as a result of the draft. This month, we're back with another handful of Charleston players as we celebrate their first year anniversary, but we start with a current Tampa Yankee, last year's top pick, third baseman Eric Jagielo. The former Notre Dame star was also an All-Star this summer in the Florida State League, representing the Tampa Yankees in June 14th's FSL All-Star Game, and he finished the first half at or near the top of the Tampa leaderboard in almost every offensive category. As he heads into the second half, we look back to spring training when we caught up with Jagielo to talk draft day, his aggressive path to the Bronx, and of course, a little Notre Dame football in Yankee Stadium.
First question for you is obviously, being the top overall draft pick of the New York Yankees last season is something I'm sure every little boy that plays baseball growing up dreams of. What was that moment like for you when your name was called?
I think it's still one of those feelings that I can't really describe in words, but just to be drafted by a team with such tradition and recognition across the, you know, the country and the world is very humbling, that they feel that I'm, you know, capable of fulfilling, you know, a spot in their organization and doing the things the right way. So right then and there, I mean, that just speaks volumes for the organization and just about, you know, what you said, you know, every kid's dreaming of it. So, I mean, if kids weren't dreaming of it, they wouldn't be doing something right.
You know, last year you come off of college, you come into a short season, you had a little bit of an injury, so you kind of didn't get into the swing of things right away, but you did fairly well. You know, it seems as if you're going to be on an aggressive path. Third base is an uncertain situation in New York with Alex Rodriguez suspended this year, and who knows what's beyond. Does that push you kind of to move quickly and say, hey, I'm a name, I'm ready to go, let me get to the Bronx?
I mean, I think that you just have to go in it day by day and do the things that what you're capable of doing. And obviously there's things that I need to work on, and there's also strengths that I have. And, you know, that's one of those things where you got to keep on working on the strengths and then also work on the weaknesses and whatever path it takes to, you know, make it. But the ultimate goal is to win a championship in New York, and that's what they brought you in here for. So until that time is done, you know, then that's kind of your end goal. And so whatever the path is, you know, there's going to be some ups and downs, but I think the biggest thing is just taking it on a daily basis and just going wherever they're doing, and when an opportunity presents itself, you know, take advantage of that.
A lot of people might, you know, look at your profile and say, oh, you're perfect for Yankee Stadium based on your swing, you know, your power. What would you say is your best attribute for those who have never seen you play?
I mean, I think that every day I just come in consistent and try to be the same guy. And I think that whether it's putting the balls in the gap or putting the ball over the fence, you know, just going in every day to the field and having a smile on your face and, you know, just enjoying the game for what it's worth. And then, I mean, you know, all the results are, you know, nice, but, I mean, you know, it's you got to remember that it's a job, and, you know, and you're doing it, and the ultimate, I mean, you're trying to win a championship. And so I think there won't be a bigger smile on my face once we do that.
Last question, just a fun one, actually, is, you know, yeah, Notre Dame played in the Pinstripe Bowl.
Yeah,
you have you have any buddies that gave you kind of a visual on how Yankee Stadium is at all?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was definitely people that were asking me, you know, if I was going to go and whatnot. And I told them, I was like, I think I'm going to pass with the winner. I was like, hopefully I'll be there every day for 169-game season for multiple years. So
it was about 50 degrees that day, so you would have lucked out.
Yeah, exactly.
It was actually pretty nice.
It was a beautiful
day,
and I think that, you know, everybody in the Notre Dame community, and also from what I hear, I think the Yankees all enjoyed it, and we got the victory, so that's what matters.
Six selections after Jagielo, the Yankees took another powerful collegian in Fresno State outfielder Aaron Judge. An injury kept Judge off the field as a pro last year, but he's more than made up for that so far in 2014, himself leading Charleston in almost every category en route to the SAL All-Star Game. We first caught up with Judge in spring training before he had even played an official game for the Yankees, but he told us then it was already a dream come true just to be in camp.
As a first-round pick of the Yankees, you know, I asked Eric before, it's like he was the top pick. Every little boy growing up dreams to be the top pick of some team. You're a first-round pick of the Yankees. What went through your mind when that call was made, and, you know, what was your initial reaction to getting that call?
Oh, it's a dream come true. You know, everybody wants to play for the Yankees, man. As a kid growing up, that's the team you want to play for. That's the team you watch in the playoffs. So that's the team I was excited. I was, words really couldn't describe it, the feeling I had. My parents were both overjoyed, and it's awesome. I'm living a dream right now.
So you, you know, as an outfielder, obviously, you know, this is an organization that's rich with outfield talent. So what did that say to you in your mind that this organization, we want to add you to that and make you one of our own?
Oh, it's a good sign, you know. They wanted to help me develop as an outfielder and help me work my way to the big leagues. You know, I'm excited to start my journey with them and see what happens.
Now, one of the added benefits Judge had when he entered the system was familiarity with a few teammates. Fresno State catcher Trent Garrison was drafted by the Yankees in the 28th round last year, and his older brother, pitcher Taylor, was a 2012 draftee that's now all the way up in AA. Playing with the Garrison twins for a few years built a camaraderie amongst the trio, and having Taylor be a familiar face when he joined the lower end of the organization made Judge feel instantly comfortable.
Oh, it was great, you know. Whenever you join a new team, you're always nervous, don't know anybody, don't know what to say. But having Trent and Taylor and all those guys here, it's really helped me really adapt. You know, they know people, and they introduced me to people, and it's been pretty easy to adapt to the new team.
Get comfortable he has, as through the first 65 games for the River Dogs, Judge hit .321 with 8 homers, 39 RBIs, and 14 doubles, and it's widely expected that he'll be plying his trade in Tampa in the second half of this season. Now, when we chatted with Judge in Lakewood back in late April, he had just recorded his first homer of the season, but he was already primed for the future success that was coming.
All right, so first question to build on for you is now, you know, after not playing last year, you started here in Charleston, low A, kind of an aggressive move, some may seem, but you obviously by your numbers, you seem to have adapted well. How's that adjustment gone for you from, you know, not playing at all last year to now being here in a full season?
It's been good so far. You know, it's kind of just like riding a bike. You know, once you get back on it, just takes, there's a few rough spots, but just getting back out here and playing again, just back to the good old days. So,
your first home run of the season was one that you couldn't even see on the screen. It's pretty good home run. A lot of people have been excited about your power potential like that, and then they see something like that. You know, your swing seems to be tailor-made for Yankee Stadium. Does that, I know it's kind of a few steps away, but is that already in your mind that, hey, I'm a big power hitter and that's a good swing for me?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Everyone looks forward to their goal and their future, which is Yankee Stadium. So I'm looking forward to it. You know, it's still a little early, but I'm just trying to work my way up one step at a time, and then hopefully in the next couple of years be there in Yankee Stadium.
Last question for you is, you know, down here your manager, Luis Durante, he's a veteran. He's second winningest manager in Florida State League history behind Luis Soho. Been around the system for a long time. What have you learned from him so far, and what can you say about playing with him?
Oh, he's been a great manager so far. Everyone loves him. You know, he's just the mental side's probably the biggest thing. Just playing the game hard, playing it the right way, just playing it the Yankee way, really. You know, he's a veteran manager, like you said, and he's just really taught everyone on this team. We're a young team, so he's really helped us all out with the mental side, the grind, everything like that. So great to have him. It's a blessing.
The Yankees had back-to-back picks at the end of last year's first round, and one choice after Judge, they took prep pitcher Ian Clarkin, who you might remember more for the pro-Diamondbacks comments he made at the draft more than anything else. But Clarkin says he's sorry for that, and he's a Yankee now. And after missing last summer due to injury, he joined Charleston on May 3rd to officially begin his Yankees career. He's had a rougher go of it so far than his fellow first-rounders, going 2-3 with a .417 ERA in his first 8 starts for the River Dogs. But at just 19 years old, he knows he's got a while to work it out. Now, Clarkin may be in Charleston just to get some work before being assigned back down to either Staten Island or the GCL as their seasons get underway. But no matter what, he's already 2 feet deep into Yankee tradition.
First-round pick of the Yankees, you know, obviously, people may remember you for some of the things you said after the draft, but how great was it to be a first-round pick of the Yankees?
You know, it was definitely a true honor. You know, once I got in the organization, people walking around like Derek Jeter, you know, Alex Rodriguez, just walking in and out of the clubhouse like no big deal, you know. It really hit me that I'm playing for the New York Yankees, and the biggest organization in sports. And, you know, that comment was, you know, it was a joke towards my mom. I was 6 years old during that World Series. You know, I'm still a kid.
Yep.
No one knows what they're doing at 6 years old. But, yeah, you know, it was a true blessing.
You know, this is an organization, much like the outfield, pitching depth is very rich. This is an organization that has names from Cece Sabathia, Ron Guidry, Andy Pettit, Mariano Rivera, all the way back. What did that say to you when they called you and said, we want you to join that?
You know, it just made my dreams come true because, you know, like I said during the draft, they have the proof is in the pudding. You know, Mariano Rivera, CeCe, all those guys, you know, you look at them now and they're probably future Hall of Famers. I know Mo is. You know, CeCe's on his way and just people like that. So, you know, it's like I said, it's a true blessing to be here.
You had, you know, coming in as a pitcher out of high school, the Yankees' top overall draft pick the year before, same thing out of high school. Did you guys talk, have you talked throughout the spring or last year at all, kind of compared notes on maybe coming up together with you and Ty Hensley?
Ty Hensley, yeah, we actually talked about it this year. You know, playing together, pitching side by side, you know, that'd be pretty cool. You know, I hope it works out. You know, he's a great kid, phenomenal person, you know, cares about everybody. You know, I love the kid, and I hope we play together all the season. That'd be fun.
Coming into people that may not know a lot about you, what would you say, you know, maybe your best pitch, your best attribute? Obviously, you're still young, a lot of time to grow, a lot of time to work, but as of right now, you know, what is your signature?
You know, just going out every day and competing. You know, it's not in particular pitch, you know, because every day there's something different. You know, you could be off someday, but if you compete, you know, you can get through it. And the people who compete the most and, you know, go out every day like it's their last, I mean, that's my specialty.
This year, the Yankees did not have a selection until number 55 in the second round, but like every team, they hoped they could find some value later on days 2 and 3. The elder of the aforementioned Garrison Twins was one of those value picks last year, as 28th rounder Trent added to the embarrassment of Yankees riches behind the plate. And as much as being drafted in the same class as schoolmate Judge meant for him, being able to join the same organization as his twin brother Taylor meant so much more to everyone.
First off, I'll start off with the obvious question. You've been in the system for a couple years now. This is your second year. You guys are together again. How awesome is that for you guys to be once again teammates?
Well, we've been playing together every level so far, hopefully one day in the big leagues, and it's just great to have him out here and have that little part of home so far away from home. We're from California. But it couldn't be better. You don't see it too often. You know, brothers you see sometimes, but twins, it's pretty unheard of. So it's just great to have him out here and see him play and be able to talk to him about what he's going through and, you know, how he's doing on the field and everything else. It's nice.
Oh, yeah, and just like Taylor said, I mean, it's awesome to have him out here. I mean, it's once in, you don't see this very often, you know. I mean, it's twins playing together. It makes spring training that much better, you know. I mean, we're out here playing baseball, doing what we love to do, and for me it's a little different than him because he's been in the system a little bit, and I can go to him for advice if I don't know where I'm going or if I'm trying to do something. I can just ask him, you know, because he's been through it. So it's nice to have him here, and it's even better to play with him. So.
Which one of you guys is the older twin?
I am.
Yeah. So, all right, so then that kind of makes this next question a little funny, but he's the big brother in this scenario, having been here. So
right.
Coming to him for advice and just in general knowing what's going on.
Right. I mean, yeah, like I was saying before, I mean, having him here and for advice, or, you know, he's already been through it last year, so he was in my situation last year. So, I mean, for him to be here and for him, someone to go to and, you know, just someone to talk to, you know, it's awesome to have him here.
While Taylor is excelling at AA Trenton, Trent has spent the first half in Tampa, where he took over as the starting catcher after Peter O'Brien was promoted to the Thunder. He knows that it's an honor to be drafted and an even bigger bonus to be starting, but with Brian McCann in the Bronx and guys like O'Brien, Gary Sanchez, and Austin Romine ahead of him in the system, Trent's going to have to keep picking up steam as time goes on.
This is an organization that's very rich in catching depth. So, you know, what did that say to you when a team with that much depth and that much prestige came calling and said, we want you to be a part of the organization?
You know, it's an honor, man. I mean, a team like the Yankees calls my name, and it's, you know, it's awesome. I mean, the Yankees are one of the top organizations in sports, and it's to be able to call myself a Yankee is an honor. So it was awesome to see my name called, and especially as a catcher. I mean, they have, like you said, just a whole bunch of catchers that are really good. So it's going to make my job that much harder, and make me work that much harder. So
now, whether or not he and Taylor play together in the Bronx someday is still a long ways away. But right now, I'm sure parents Scott and Barbara Garrison and their four siblings are glad they only have one system to follow.
You know, you see a lot of siblings in sports. You see Archie Manning wearing kind of a half Colts or Broncos, half Giants jersey. How stoked is the family that both of you guys are in the same organization?
Well, they're ecstatic. I mean, as you know, coming from my dad, he's a very proud guy. Not too many dads can say that they have, you know, twin sons playing in the same professional organization. The family just very supportive. You know, without them, we both wouldn't be here. You know, we grew up going playing baseball every weekend, and they had us on the same teams growing up. So to be on the same team and to be able to have this opportunity and to work hard to get here is almost, you know, paying them back. So it's awesome. Without them, this whole experience wouldn't be as amazing as it would be. Being able to share this with them, you know, they deserve it as much as we do. So it's great to have them, and they're a great support system.
Anything to add to that, Trent?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like he was saying, my dad is just, you know, he lives for us. I mean, he lives and he'll die for us. So he is there each and every day. He's there. He's supported us our entire baseball career, from playing T-ball to now. I mean, he's been there, you know, throwing baseballs with us, and, you know, and just playing catch, just everything. But for me, I have a family of my own, so I got a wife and two children at home that I need to put food on the table for, and, you know, in a sense, I'm doing this for them. You know, I'm trying to get to the major leagues for them, and it just makes it that much more of an accomplishment when I do it, because I'm playing for my family and I'm playing for my kids. So, I mean, but like he was saying, I mean, our family is one of the, I don't know if there's any other more supportive family there out there, you know. I mean, without them, we definitely wouldn't be here. So,
speaking of family ties, we close this month's Minor League Monthly with a look at the Yankee legacy, 2013 third-round pick Michael O'Neill. The fiery nephew of one of the Bronx's top fan favorites of the dynasty years, Michael excelled at the University of Michigan from 2011 to 13 and is now also in Charleston, where he has entrenched himself in left field. Last season, though, in his first year in the system, he got a taste of the pros in Staten Island, just a hop, skip, and a jump away from the outfield Uncle Paul roamed for 9 years. And when we caught up with Michael in spring training, he spoke glowingly about that experience and joining the family tradition in pinstripes.
Obviously, you know, being an outfielder, it's an organization where many of the top prospects are outfielders. So when your name was called last year, you know, when an organization this rich in outfielders said, hey, we want you, what went through your mind and what was that feeling like?
I mean, obviously it's always an honor to get drafted by the Yankees. I mean, they're the most storied franchise in history, but I don't think you can look at it as, oh, there's this many guys in front of me. You just got to go out every day, get better, do your job, and come back the next day and do the exact same thing. Now, if you get caught up in, oh, I'm this many years out or there's this many guys in front of me, I think you're just setting yourself up to fail.
You got your first taste of pro ball, too, in New York, which was obviously you watched, you know, from 1993 to 2001 as another O'Neill took center stage there. Yeah. What was that like to just have your first taste of pro ball be in New York?
I mean, it's awesome. You look across the river and there's the city. And, you know, I was talking to my uncle about it, and he said, you know, it's nice because you can see what you're playing for. You know, a lot of other teams, you know, you can't see the city you're playing for. You're out in, you know, some other town, but the fact that you can see New York, and that's the ultimate goal. So you start in New York and finish in New York, hopefully. So, I mean, it's a wonderful place to play. The facilities were awesome. And it was a good experience.
The last question I have for you is the obvious one. You know, when you were drafted, I'm sure your uncle was as proud as anyone. Mm-hmm. You know, when you talked to him, did he give you any advice, pointers, things to avoid, pitfalls, just anything in general about the system, the organization, and the Yankee way?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. He represented the team and our family in a class matter, and, you know, he doesn't really have to tell me to do the same thing. I wouldn't want to give him a bad name by doing something I shouldn't do, or give the Yankees a bad name by doing something I shouldn't do. But as far as advice, he just said, be yourself. You know, don't be somebody that you're not just because you're playing in New York or playing for New York. And, you know, another thing he said was just listen and take it all in. That's the best organization in sports, and they know what they're doing. You know, so he basically just said, go out, have fun, and try and get better every day.
Were you a Yankee fan at all growing up because of your uncle?
Yeah, absolutely. He came up in Cincinnati, and everybody asked, you know, why aren't you a Cincinnati fan? I wasn't born when he was playing in Cincinnati, so I only know him as a Yankee.
Right.
And I watched him, you know, as I grew up, I watched him finish his career in New York. So, yeah, I mean, I'm a diehard Yankee fan.
This season, O'Neill hit .233 with 5 homers and 26 RBI through Charleston's first 65 games, and so far he's loving playing and growing alongside guys like Judge, Clarkin, and many other 2013 draft classmates.
We talked to you during the spring. You were excited, looking forward to the season. You're here in Charleston now. How's the jump been for you so far, and how are you feeling comfortable?
Yeah, it's been good. Got 50 at-bats under my belt now, so first couple were
just getting back into the swing of things and finding a rhythm and a routine. So it's nice to figure all that out early and execute your routine daily now.
Coming out of college, you said that you guys go from playing a few times a week and then you're going into the pros, you're playing every day, so it's kind of almost like a full season. Now that you're into your first actual quote-unquote full season at a full season affiliate, has your routine changed? Has anything changed? Has it been easy for you to get into the flow of every day, wake up, eat, sleep, breathe baseball?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a little bit easier knowing what I took from Staten Island into Charleston. That was a nice place to get your feet wet, used to the lifestyle of minor league baseball and professional baseball playing every day. So I don't think my routines have really changed. You have to alter them a little bit just because you're playing every day. So you can't really do some of the same stuff you did in college and pro ball and vice versa.
Last question for you is you're here playing for Luis Durante, who, until Luis Soho passed him in Tampa, he was the winningest manager in the FSL. He's been in the Yankees organization for a long time. He was at AA. He knows the Yankee way. What can you say about working with him so far and about him as a manager and learning from him?
Yeah, I mean, he's a great manager. He's good to play for. Obviously, he trusts the team. We got the green light whenever I want. I got Aaron Judge back there giving me a hard time. Sorry, but he's been nice to play for. You know where you stand with him. He expects a lot out of you, but you know that going in. So it's been nice. We win. We're on a little slide early, but we've won couple in a row, so we're starting to get going. But he trusts the team, he trusts the players, and he just lets you play the game. And if he doesn't like something you're doing, he'll let you know, but it's never a big deal. It's just a learning experience.
With a good chunk of guys that were with you in Staten Island last year here, that obviously helps too. Now you're hitting in the same lineup a lot of it as you were last year, so does that help you be a little more comfortable as the season's gone on?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's nice having some familiar faces around, but at the end of the day, you got to do your job and they got to do their job. So I mean, it's really, you can't really look into who's around you. You just got to play with who you're playing with that day.
Of course, Michael also hopes to someday etch his name in the Yankees history books, just like his uncle did from 1993 to 2001. And with this year's MLB draft over, there are 39 potential newcomers who have the chance to do the same, including another legacy in Iona College right-handed pitcher Mariano Rivera Jr., who took the first step towards following in his father's vaunted footsteps when he was chosen in the 29th round. The junior Sandman was one of 32 draft picks the Yankees spent on collegians, with the hope that their extreme polish will help them rise through the system quickly. The top overall pick, Mississippi State left-hander Jacob Lindgren, is so polished that Baseball America's Jim Callis mentioned on draft night that his repertoire could even make him a September call-up possibility for the New York Yankees. He will start at Class A Charleston, according to General Manager Brian Cashman, who made that announcement during a Scranton-Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders broadcast the night after Lindgren was drafted. But the rest of those who sign will likely begin their career in Staten Island or at the GCL complex in Tampa this summer. Of course, we'll keep an eye on all of them throughout the summer, but that's going to do it for this edition of Minor League Monthly. Special thanks go out to Matthew Stucco and Doug Williams of YesNetwork.com, Charleston River Dogs Director of Media Relations Sean Houston, New York Yankees Senior Vice President of Baseball Operations Mark Newman, and all of the players who helped make this month's show possible. Be sure to join us again next month when we catch up with possibly a few of those draft picks as we head to Staten Island, where they began their season on June 13th looking for the New York Penn League Championship. Until then, I'm Lou DiPietro saying thanks for listening, and keep coming back to the YesNetwork.com for more on your baby bombers as they travel down the pinstripe road to the house that Ruth built.